Perry Cole enters, expecting Carlos to be crushed by the sad news that she wants a divorce. But Carlos agrees readily, provided he gets paid enough. After all, it is she who taught him the value of material things. Disgusted, Pericle flings a purse of gold coins at his feet. Weighing it, Carlos reveals that the viceroy secretly paid him more, not to give her a divorce. And Pericle, incensed by the viceroy's ruse, leaves to get even with him. Scene 8. Equally furious, the viceroy confronts Pericle in the palace hall. Without his approval, she gave instructions to open the granary for the people, thereby humiliating him in public. To prove that he is still the ruler, he will force her to apologize to the aristocrats in Lima's theater. Scene 9. In this climactic scene, the whole theater becomes that of Lima, involving today's audience in a blending of now and then. Aristocrats and the viceroy are seated in loges as Maza comes to the footlights and asks them not to be too harsh to Pericle at this moment of truth in her life. The vengeful aristocrats are impatient to hear her apologize. The tension mounts as Carlos and his ragged claque of street people infiltrate the theater. When Pericle comes through the curtain, there are conflicting shouts of, "Apologize! Sing!" Before Pericle apologizes, she sings of her early life as a child of the streets, begging for food, defiled by men. Her need to be loved compelled her to rise to success and fame, to grasp power. But now that the bubble burst, she realizes that love cannot be forced, but could only be freely given to her. Pericle's song, "I Need Your Love."
As a child, I was wild, at an early age defiled by the grasping hands of men. I would cheat just to eat. I was begging in the street, stealing food at the tender age of 10. By the way, my father was a rich one. I'm descended from aristocrats.
Say the world.